Super extra long one.
Oh, super extra long one. Sounds good. We're recording, by the way.
Oh, hey, hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly, our awesome podcast.
I'm Adam. I'm Holly.
We're
awesome.
We're in a traffic jam.
Yeah, we are currently, Adam's driving. We are currently on the move westward. We have just visited Pennsylvania and now we're attempting to get back to North Dakota, but something or someone has fucked it all up for us.
Yeah, I don't know why there's a traffic jam.
I don't know either. We're on Interstate 80 somewhere in Ohio, and the traffic has stopped.
Yeah.
Three lanes of westward traffic just stopped right up.
Yeah, well, you know. But we wanted to do a podcast because it's been a really long time, and we found out that some people actually listen to it.
Yeah, because so. They never bothered to tell us before, but apparently there's like a whole pile of people just listening to everything that we say.
So if you listened, you know, just like the Facebook page or whatever.
Or comment every once in a while, because you can do that. We have that.
Twitter.
I mean, unless you're on iTunes, I guess that's a little harder. But if there's Facebook, most people have it, I think.
Yeah.
Your aunt Karen doesn't have it. She's like, I'm not gonna do the Facebook.
She can't figure out Facebook.
She probably could figure it out. She doesn't try.
But yeah, okay. So if you have heard this podcast and you like it, go to Facebook and push the button, and then you'll get updates when we do new ones all the time.
Yeah, we've had a page, like a podcast, like Facebook page since the beginning of time. We had a group once. It was before they had pages.
Yeah, we just added everyone to the group, and then some people listened to it from there, and other people were like, why am I in this group? I don't understand.
I don't want to be, take me out of this group.
So then we stopped the group and just made a page, and you can like it if you want.
Sir or madam, you have to take yourself out of the group. We can't do that for you.
Yeah. So anyway, we did a lot of stuff. We did an adventure. If you haven't heard, we drove back to Pennsylvania, on a 7-day journey.
On a whim.
Yeah, it was like, I got 7 days left to be at work, and then...
It was pretty much, I was in the shower, and he was not in the shower, and we were thinking, we just had a discussion about his granny, and we're like, he comes into the bathroom and says, you know, we could just go to Pennsylvania this week. And I was like, you know what? I was thinking that too. It's like, when do you want to leave? I was like, I'm going to leave tomorrow. Yeah, so that's what we did.
So we went to sleep, woke up the next day, and started driving.
Actually, we went to D&D first. And then we went to sleep.
Yeah, we have a D&D group now.
We have a Dungeons and Dragons group.
We moved to Grand Forks, North Dakota, about a month and a couple days ago. And the first week there, we decided to get together a D&D group, so we found a posting at the local game store, which is, what's it called?
Grand Cities Games.
Grand Cities Games.
They're a great store. Yeah. Also, I think the only available one,
The only one in Grand Forks.
But it's good. It's a good store.
Yeah, a lot of
people. Even if it wasn't
cool
the only one, I'd probably be there anyway.
We got to meet some new people. We got a group together, like, within a week.
Shout out to Ragnar, our dungeon master. Yeah. He's pretty cool. We are playing second edition D&D.
Well, playing first.
Yeah, somehow the DM's playing first edition. We're playing second edition. He's trying to make that work.
But they're close enough to make it work.
Yeah, it's close. It's not.
The change from second to third edition was a lot bigger difference than from first edition.
Yeah, it dropped Thaco.
Yeah. Because Thaco's really a pain in the ass.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mind it. No. It's a little backwards.
Right. It's harder to learn for new people.
Well, especially because sometimes, like in D&D 2nd edition, sometimes you have to roll under the number and sometimes you have to roll over the number, and it's never really clear when you have to do either one.
Right. It's kind of annoying. But, you know, it's fine. You get used to it. I played 2nd edition a long time ago, back in Pennsylvania, but... Since I've moved away from there, it was mostly 3rd edition rules that I played by.
I played, something else. I wonder why we're switching lanes here. Traffic seems to, it's moving a little bit.
There's a big,
huge gap next to us where someone, I guess, just doesn't want to be in their lane anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody forgot to drive. He took, like, a nap.
I'm assuming we're going to figure out here pretty quick what's going on, and we'll probably have to switch lanes, too.
Yeah.
Man, traffic, I tell you. We don't get much traffic. Well, Grand Forks has shitty traffic.
Yeah, there's pretty bad roads. There's two main roads that go north and south and two main roads that go east and west. And there's a lot of construction on a few of those, on half of the roads. So it's kind of a pain in the ass, but...
You may be wondering, why would you move to Grand Forks, North Dakota? We were wondering the same thing. Well, we are now that we moved there, because it's kind of...
Our apartment's
a little rough.
Cool.
Our apartment is awesome. We have a great apartment. But we moved there because I'm going to grad school as a physics major. It's going to be pretty sweet, hopefully. I start in like 3 weeks. I'm super nervous about it, so I'm trying to just ignore the fact that I'm supposed to do anything.
You've been pretty laid back this whole summer.
I haven't had a job since the beginning of July, so it's just like, oh, I'll just do nothing all day, every day. And I've gotten really fat because of it. Because that's what happens when you don't do anything, is you get fat.
You're not really fat.
No, I am, though. I've gained so much weight. It's like...
I think maybe you gained some weight because you ate a lot of Hazleton food.
That's true, too. My pants are, like, now are just fitting to come off. They're just like, we can't stay on this body because you're full of food and you have been for 4 days. Mm-hmm. There's so much food in Hazleton, Pennsylvania that I have never even heard of in, you know, Minnesota or North Dakota.
Yeah.
Such as...
Snap's Pizza.
Great. It's cold shelf stable pizza.
Yeah, it sounds weird if you're not from there, but if you are from there, you know exactly what it is.
Right, well, let's describe it for the people who aren't there, because there might be someone who doesn't live in Hazleton that listens to
it. It comes in a white box with blue lettering, and it just says Snap's Pizza. It's spelled P-I-T-Z-A. It's a little different.
Uh-huh. Just spell Snap's, too, because nobody's ever going to get that.
S-E-N-A-P-E apostrophe S. Because it's owned by the Snaps.
Yeah.
And you get 12 pieces in a box. It's two layers of 6 pieces, and it's the crust is really soft, and there's a lot of sauce and a little bit of cheese on it, and it's really good. You're supposed to eat it cold. They're square pieces. The edges are the corners are the best.
Yeah, they are. I hadn't had a corner yet. I had a corner today. Oh yeah. Man.
Some people like the middle pieces because they don't like the edges. No, but yeah,
the edge is good. There's like cheese preference. On it. There's like a crusty cheese on it. Yeah. Well, the thing that I found about Snap's Pizza is that it's a lot like Midwestern pizza, but in the Midwest they make that hot and they call it pizza.
Is that a thing?
Well, no. I mean, the Snap's Pizza, like in the Midwest, if it was hot, it would just be pizza, right? Except with like more cheese on it, right? Because it's like a thicker crust and like a bunch of sauce. Mm-hmm. That's a Midwesty kind of pizza.
Yeah, the thing that's weird about regular pizza in the Midwest is that they cut round pizzas into squares.
Not always. That is the thing, though. It's usually the thin crust pizzas.
Yeah, that's
They'll
weird.
Cut it into squares instead of slices. I mean, I don't know why.
It's weird.
It is weird. Man, I had my first slice of actual real pizza, and I kind of don't ever want to eat pizza in the Midwest again because it's so much different.
It is the best pizza in town. Self-proclaimed on the wall of the...
It does. It says best pizza in town.
Two Italian guys pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't...
It's really good.
You know, I mean, some people like other ones, but that's my favorite. It always has been. We didn't get a chance to have any stromboli, but...
No, we didn't have stromboli. We didn't eat Mexican food either, which I am lamenting quite a bit because we have nothing in Grand Forks for Mexican food. That's. I mean, we have a place called Paradiso and a place called Mexican Village, and they're both very pseudo-Mexican.
Yeah.
Like, one of them serves pasta.
Yeah, if it's... Gross. If it's, like, a Mexican restaurant that isn't proprietated, is that the word?
Yeah, if the owners don't actually speak Spanish, I don't want to eat there.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be that great.
It's not good. They're not good. And they're both chain restaurants. I hate Mexican Village. I've hated it since I was a kid.
I've never been there.
Paradiso
is cool because they give you free food on your birthday.
You do get free food on your birthday. I wonder if the Grand Forks location does that too. I know the Fargo one does.
So, I mean, that's pretty nice that like you and your sister can go out and have a meal together and have it free.
Yeah, except that if you don't bring cash for a tip, you can't tip.
Well, what's tip on free?
Well, I mean, your waitress still wants a tip.
What's 20% of zero?
Well, it's 20% of the cost it would have been if you hadn't.
Oh, is that the rules?
That's what we did because that's... Well, because otherwise your waitress like doesn't get a tip at all, and that's not nice.
Then she shouldn't have...
Shouldn't have served a table.
She should have been better.
You're right. She should have been better at waitressing. But anyway, the food in Hazleton is good. So we had Snap's Pizza. That was one of the things I never had before.
Yeah, we didn't have enough meals to get all of the food.
We didn't. Not even close. Well, if we... Because we went out for brunch one day, that would have been a different meal that we'd planned on.
But no, but that was good.
That was good. And then we went to your mom's place, which was cool.
Well, let's go through the whole journey from start to finish.
Oh, I thought we were doing food.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Oh. In food.
Okay, we'll back up. We'll just the journey from start to finish in food.
Yeah,
I get
you. Day one, we got there. It was like 3 o'clock.
We got there at like noonish, but we sat around for a while because we were tired because we'd just driven for 24 hours.
Yeah, our first meal when we got to town was Sheetz, which is a gas station that has food that you can just, they have like a little screen, you punch it in, you don't even have to talk to anybody, they give you food. That's awesome.
It's the most amazing thing for someone with any sort of anxiety issues or
social
issues. You just press a screen and then they don't mess up your order, hopefully. Like, yeah. you say, add mushrooms, I want boom boom sauce or whatever it was. That was actually pretty good.
I think it was boom boom sauce.
I think it was boom boom sauce. And so you order it and then it prints out this little slip and then you go pay for it at the front counter and you get like a drink or whatever.
And gas or whatever.
So what did you get at Sheetz?
I got a pretzel sandwich.
And how was it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I got a meatball sub. That was real good. Mm-hmm. Never had a meatball sub before somehow in my
That's
life.
That's weird that you never had a
meatball sub. I know, because they're widely available. Like, there's no, it's not like meatball sub's a regional thing. Like, that's everywhere. I could have, I just never have. Oh, I see some lights up ahead. I think you're going to want to switch lanes.
Yeah, I'll
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, they're in our lane. Just letting you know.
I'll do that in another 6 months or so.
6 months.
It'll take us that
long. Yeah, like half a mile up the road, there's some lights.
Yeah, and there's also a big truck next to me.
More reasonable. Longer than is reasonable. Anyway, okay, so we went to Sheetz. I had the meatball sub. What did you drink at Sheetz?
I don't know. Oh, Farmer's Iced Tea.
You had Farmer's Iced Tea.
Which is another regional beverage.
Yeah, I tried it. It's real lemony.
If you live in Northeast Pennsylvania, that's one of the things that you need to drink. It's just, iced tea is a big thing up there.
And there's a lot of iced tea variety. Mm-hmm. We just kind of have the Arizona.
Yeah, it was, when I was a kid, it was just Farmer's Iced Tea in a carton. It's the only way to have it.
Mm-hmm. Except that you had it in a bottle.
Well,
they don't sell the carton everywhere, I guess.
Yeah, there's limited places where they still sell it in a carton. But, but then after a while, another company, Turkey Hill, started making teas as well. And they were like gas stations and stuff. So... Yeah, I know. I know how to drive, lady.
Someone will let you in a Venti.
Lady.
Lady. Mister.
All right, anyway, so we're doing a podcast.
That truck probably let you in.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so anyway, that was Sheetz. Sheetz was good. I think I what did I have to drink there? Just like a regular something.
Yeah, I don't remember. Probably not important.
It wasn't important. Okay, so we had Sheetz that day, and then what do we have later that day? I think we had the pizza later.
Oh yeah, we went to two Italian guys to get some pizza.
Pepperoni?
Yeah, we got two slices. We just got a slice of pepperoni and we shared a sausage roll.
Oh man, that was so good.
Yeah.
Sausage roll is delicious.
And that was day one for food. Day two was, I don't want to be in between two trucks.
It's fine.
Day two was, we drove to New Jersey.
Yeah, we went to New Jersey the second day. We had
Surf Taco.
We had lofty plans of doing things, and we did things. We had Surf Taco because it was in a convenient
this guy's
location.
Trying to get in the same lane as me.
Oh man!
What a butt!
All right, so Surf Taco. You had like a taco that had cod in it. It was like cod.
Oh yeah, it was. That one was okay. The chicken one was pretty good.
No, you like the cod one better.
I started thinking about it later. You changed your mind? Yeah.
I had one with mahi-mahi in it, which was okay, and a vegetarian one, which is okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't worth the $20, I think, Surf Taco was.
Surf Taco is directly next door to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash.
It was convenient. Okay, so yeah, we might as well. Did we do anything else? Oh, on the first day we were there, we went and walked around with your brother for like forever.
Oh, yeah,
my legs hurt like hell the next day. Because there's a lot of walking to do. If you've never been to Hazleton, then you might not know that Pennsylvania has mountains. Mm-hmm. And so Hazleton is very hilly. It's just a lot of hills. And so you're pretty much always either walking uphill or downhill, with some exceptions. And there was a lot of uphill and downhill walking, and it hurt. Mm.
Yeah,
but it's good for you, but it hurt.
You complained a little bit about walking.
So when we set out, I wasn't really anticipating a 3-mile walk.
Well, yeah.
But it's okay. It was fun. So yeah, and then so the next day we went to New Jersey. We went to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash.
Mm-hmm. I talked to Walt Flanagan, and I wanted to start reading Deadpool, so I asked him what a good place to start was. He gave me a book, and I told him we're big fans and all that baloney and
all that stuff. We talked a little bit.
Yeah.
So we what else did we get? We got an Adventure Time encyclopedia.
Yep. You got a graphic novel of some
I got a
sort.
Graphic novel about some guy who like grew up and went to high school with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Yay.
So then that evening we went to Philadelphia.
Well, not quite evening. It was still
we
got to New Jersey at like
2
or 3 o'clock.
We didn't leave New Jersey till 4 or something, I think.
No, no. Because really? it was like 5:30 when we got
to Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
And that's like an hour and a half. Well, it was supposed to be an hour and a half.
Well, anyway, so we went to Philadelphia, and we walked around on South Street.
Yeah, we were going to go to the Meter Museum, but we didn't have enough time.
Yeah, they closed at 5.
They closed at 5, so it wasn't...
Explain what the Meter Museum is.
Meter Museum is like a museum of medical oddities, like all kinds of crazy stuff. Like people with... Like, there's like cross-sections of brains and... There's a giant colon hanging there.
See, I was really interested in this, but we didn't have time. And next time we'll for sure hit it up. But we went to South Street instead. South Street's like the hangy outy young people, lots of storefront stuff, a lot of adult entertainment stores, a couple comic book stores. We went in one that had a whole bunch of really cool stuff in it, and I wanted to buy all of it, but I didn't buy any of it.
Which one did you want to buy all of it?
The comic book store.
Oh, yeah.
That was real cool.
Yeah, those comic books are expensive, you guys.
They're so expensive. Like, even the cheap ones.
Yeah. They used to be like 12 cents.
A new issue now is like 3-something.
Yeah, $3 or $4.
And then it's even worse.
It's like 30 pages of story.
Yeah, I don't know what they...
I don't know. People do this crap all the time.
Oh, we finally got up to the source of the accident. Oh, I see.
Some guy just hit the wall.
Yeah. Oh, he hit it real hard.
I guess some guy just hit the wall.
Oh, hope he's okay. So, let's see. Went to the comic book store, and then we stood in line for an hour.
At Jim's
to get a cheesesteak. And then we didn't even eat it there. We brought it with us. Yeah, the cheesesteak was good. I never had a proper cheesesteak before. I get it now. It's a cheesesteak. You know, given the option, I probably would not have waited an hour in line for that cheesesteak. If I'd known it had been an hour and if I'd known how the cheesesteak was going to come out, I would have said an hour is maybe too much of a wait.
Yeah, but you have to do it once.
Right. You have to. And after that, I'll just go eat shitty cheesesteaks because my discerning palate cannot tell the difference. I'm not good at it.
Oh, and the only way to get a cheesesteak is a Wiz. That's the rule.
I almost got provolone, but he convinced me otherwise.
Yeah, Wiz is the best way.
So you may hear more background noise now. I apologize for that, but we have gotten going again. We are not stopped any longer
as we got past the speed limit.
We got past the guy who smushed himself real hard on a wall. Okay, so that was Philadelphia, and then we got some calls and texts going, and we met up later that night with old friends.
Yeah, had a bunch of friends.
Hung out at a fire.
At a fire and talked and laughed and had made merriment.
Made merriment indeed. It was a little chilly, but
there's a fire.
It wasn't so bad.
There was a fire.
You know what though? The fire was not that good.
You could have like moved a little bit closer and got warm.
I could have, but I didn't want to like melt anything.
Well,
because like clothes and shoes melt if you get too close.
And we smelled like a campfire.
It does smell like a campfire.
We left, which was nice.
I didn't take a shower. I was thinking on the way home about taking a shower, but I was tired. It's been a long day.
Yeah. We woke up and took showers the next day.
We did take showers the next day.
And then, Sunday was, we went to my uncle's restaurant for brunch with my aunt and uncle.
That is, Martin's?
Martin's restaurant.
Martin's in
Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Best restaurant in town.
Very good. Very good food.
Just because, I'm not saying it because I'm related, I'm just saying it because it is.
Just because it's actually really
good. That's just the way it is.
It's a small restaurant, but you can tell it's good stuff. I mean, I don't know what the evening time prices are, but the breakfast prices weren't that bad.
Oh, it's reasonable, yeah.
Yeah. So I had an asparagus red pepper fontina omelet. Uh-huh. That was pretty good.
I had the strawberries Kimberly French toast.
Yeah, you liked it?
Oh, that's really good.
Given the option, again, I probably would not have ordered the omelet again, because your aunt had some quiche that was awesome.
Yeah, the quiche was really good.
It was like broccoli something ridiculously good quiche.
I've never been a fan of quiche, but I never had good quiche.
Yeah, I feel like you maybe just haven't had good quiche.
It's like it came out of a box and they just nuked it.
Yeah, you don't want nuked quiche. Yeah, the good made stuff.
Homemade quiche.
Maybe I'll make some quiche for you one of these days.
I bet Alton Brown has a good episode on quiche.
I bet he does. I'm certain of it. There's a lot of episodes on quiche. So we filled up there. Your aunt gave us some Snaps pizza. Also gave us
various beverages.
Yeah, she got like some weird beverages. Oh, some Pringles. Oh, we got Pringles back there. Pringles. Hey, we might pop those open.
Yeah.
Once you pop,
can't
stop.
We're going to pop some Pringles.
When I get to stop. All right, and then we went home and sat around for a while. You showed me around Hazleton, a lot of around Hazleton.
Yeah.
Hazleton's pretty cool,
yeah.
But hilly.
A lot of mountains, yeah.
A lot of hills in it.
And the mountains in Pennsylvania aren't like the...
They're not jagged mountains.
Yeah, they're very, like, soft mountains.
They're very large, large hills.
It's like the mountains have seen some shit.
They've just got worn down.
Yeah, over millennia.
If you were to ask them if you could go to the park, they'd just say yes, because they just worn them down so much.
Son of a butt, we forgot Boulder Field.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the very first day we were there, we went to Boulder Field, which is maybe the coolest thing in the entire world. Okay, maybe not quite that big, but...
It's the coolest thing in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's... Okay, so... Adam tells me before we go, he says, we're going to a Boulder Field. And I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, what do you think of when you think of Boulder Field? I'm like, a field with some rocks in it. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking of a big grassy field and then, like, a whole bunch of, like, interspersed rocks. No. We get there. It's like someone didn't want all of their rocks, and so they just threw them in a pit. It's like, it's like 15 feet deep of just rocks.
Yeah, it's all
for
like,
a while.
I don't even know what kind of rocks. There's some sandstone in there.
It's like the ball pit at McDonald's, only made out of boulders.
Yeah, giant boulders.
It's so cool, though, because you can walk on them. You gotta have, like, pretty careful footing and balance, but you can walk on them
really
easily.
Yeah, don't trip, because you will fall and break your head.
Yeah, it's all rocks. There's nothing nice to soften the blow.
There's one tree in the middle.
No, there's a couple trees.
Oh, there's a cove.
They're like,
A copse.
Stuff builds up and then one tree can grow.
Yeah, I like that one tree though. He's just like, here I am.
Yeah, so they had like a little like infographic thing explaining it, and apparently when the glaciers were around, it like got cold and then warm again and cold and warm again or something, and it froze and it cracked and it froze and it cracked until all the bedrock there just became a pile of rocks.
Yeah, that's pretty much, you got it.
Yeah,
that's the story,
which is cool. That's real cool. So yeah, that was really fun. So anyway, Sunday, let's see, after we hung around and took a nap and whatever, we went to your mom's place.
Yeah.
She made all of the food in this. I'm still full from eating at your mom's place. There's so much food.
That's what moms do though, right?
That is what moms do.
They just make all the food?
Yeah, they do. So there we had halushki,
yeah,
which is pasta with cabbage.
It's bow tie pasta.
It sounds disgusting, but it's actually really good.
Yeah, cabbage is good shit.
Your mom got us more Snaps pizza, and yeah, which is fine. We got plenty of Snaps.
And four boxes of Tasty Cakes.
Again,
everyone decided that we needed to take home local food.
Again, for the Midwesterners, Tasty Cakes are, they're sort of like a Little Debbie kind of brand out here, only they make different stuff completely. They got these things called Butterscotch Crimpets, which are really good. They got some coffee cakes. We had cupcakes earlier. What was the other thing your mom gave us? Oh, there's like a Twinkie knockoff. Yeah. Haven't tried those yet. Apparently they're real good, too.
Candy cakes are the best.
Candy cakes? I don't know what those are.
Yeah. Well,
I thought butterscotch crumpets were the best.
Yeah, well, they are. But they're also the other best.
Okay, we'll have to try some of those. I haven't tried those. Because we had Tasty Cakes once, one other time, because when someone sent them to you.
Yeah.
But I never had all the kinds. So we got that, and then she got a gallon of Farmer's iced tea, too.
Yeah. It was all the stuff that we were going to buy anyway.
So we didn't have to buy it, which is good. And then, let's see, what else did we eat there? We had some hot sausage.
Yeah,
sausage. Some burgers. They had corn on the cob, which they smoked.
Yeah.
That was good. I didn't know you could smoke corn on the cob.
Hey, you know.
You smoke anything.
It's cooked.
I think if I had a smoker, I would smoke everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good corn.
And then
there's some chips. There's Wise chips.
Oh, Wise chips.
Is that the one I got?
Oh, we got Middlesworth barbecue chips that
we haven't
even tried yet.
They are sitting back there. Middlesworth barbecue chips. Apparently the best barbecue chips. They only make barbecue chips, and they used to come in a barrel.
I'm very upset that they do not come in a barrel anymore.
What kind of a barrel was it?
It's like a little paper barrel.
Oh, it's like a paper.
And it's got like a plastic bag inside.
Like when you buy like the Orville Redenbacher bowl things, so sort of like that kind
I
of
don't
a.
Know. No,
oh,
it's
you
bigger.
Can buy. Oh, it's bigger than that. It's like a popcorn bowl.
It's not
different.
Like a bucket. It's a barrel. It's circular. It's
that's
a,
crazy.
A cylinder. It's not like a.
No, I see what you mean, but that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it just has. It's a cylinder with a bag of chips in the middle.
Yeah,
of it.
They probably stopped doing that for cost reasons.
You open up the bag,
something.
And then you got a barrel of chips.
Yeah, you got a serving bowl. That's
barrel
fancy.
Of chips. Fun at parties.
Fun, very fun at parties. Okay, so yeah, we got that. What else did we get when we went shopping? Oh, we got Cherokee Red, which is the racist soda in the entire world.
The racistest?
Yes.
I don't see how.
I've never seen another racist soda, so this is maybe the only race. Because it's okay, so I don't know if you know this, but once upon a time, people decided that Native American people's skin is red. I don't know how they got that, because it doesn't look red to me. It looks brown.
Oh, like the Redskins.
Yes, like the Redskins.
There's a football team.
And so they're like, oh, Cherokee, they got red skin. We'll name this red soda after them. Right. So it's Cherokee Red.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that's messed up. Their skin's not red. I've never seen anyone with red skin except a sunburned person.
Right. Yeah.
It's brown.
Yeah, brown.
Super racist.
Brown.
We got, Frozen Run Birch Beer.
How come there's no blue people?
How come there aren't blue people?
I don't know.
I guess you don't know. Well, because melanin's not blue, right?
Right.
And that's what makes us all colors.
You get like black, white, brown, yellow, red. That's it.
Yeah. There's not red, though. There's not really yellow.
Yeah, no, I know. But there's no blue people.
It's all shades of brown.
I think there are blue people. Isn't there a thing there's people that are blue?
Really?
Like the Ice King?
Like a beast?
Yeah. Blue people.
Blue people, of course.
Nightcrawler?
I suspect here, and correct me if I am wrong, but I suspect that those are fictional characters.
Thanos is like purple.
You're not even. No, they're real. It's all real. This is IRL canon.
Yeah, and then Silver Surfer is silver. Thing is yellow, yellow orange.
There's a. Well, in that case, invisible has to be a color too, right?
No, clear is not a color.
Clear is not a color?
Clear is the absence of any colors.
Well, clear is the absence of anything.
Right.
Black is the absence of any colors.
No.
Or also, yeah, pretty much.
No, because the black is obviously a color because you can see it.
No.
You can't see clear, so it can't
be
a color.
No, when you see black, you're just not seeing anything else.
I'm seeing black.
No, you're just not seeing anything else.
You know what?
Same thing with white. White isn't a color. It's all of the colors.
No, it depends on if you're talking about light or pigments. Or like...
That's true. Yeah. That's valid. Because light and pigments are different things. And they add differently, which is really confusing when you're trying to learn it in physics class.
Yeah.
Because everything you learned in art class doesn't work
anymore.
Because
black is all the colors.
No. White is all the colors.
No. White is no color.
Oh, you're talking...
It's
about pigments.
Yeah.
White is only no color if you're drawing on white paper.
Right. Well, no, I mean, if you have white paint, it's just
I guess,
color.
There's no colors in it.
Because if you put a color in there, it's that color, but a lighter version.
All right, you win this one.
Okay.
You win it. Which That's is why right. there's no, like, naturally occurring pink.
What?
Like there's no pink color in the spectrum. The color spectrum doesn't include pink.
Like roses?
No, like wavelengths of light. There's no pink in there.
Oh, because it's just light red.
Yeah. But it's not really a thing. It doesn't work that way. You have to have combinations of stuff
that
doesn't
work
out.
How does that work? How does gray work?
I don't know.
See, because if black is...
It's probably a specific combination of colors.
Right, but if black is no colors and white is all colors and light, how do you get gray?
It's everything with a little bit of nothing.
Come on, science.
I don't know.
Tell me how it happens.
All the colors are combinations of magenta, cyan, and yellow. So.
Cyan, huh?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for cyan.
He's a guy from
whose joke was that?
Final Fantasy VI is cyan.
Whose joke
He's
was
sword
whose
bang.
Joke was that cyan got out? Was it Kamau?
I think it's Kamau.
It might have been. Might have been Pete Holmes.
That could be.
I don't know.
It's
a good joke though. So we went to your mom's place, ate some food and stuff, and then we left. We went home.
No more tangents.
And on the way home, we got Frozen Run Birch Beer, and we got some other Birch Beer, because the first time we could find Frozen Run Birch Beer.
You're just running over Frozen Run Birch Beer here.
I was getting there. So okay. Birch Beer is a thing we don't have in the Midwest. We don't really have that many birch trees.
Yeah.
But Birch Beer is like, it's like clearer, like not just in color, but clearer in flavor. It's like clearer root beer. It's like stingier root beer.
It's more astringent. I like
it's
that.
It's good
word.
Though. It's
it
good.
It is. It's very good.
It's really good. I lament that we don't have it. So we have a 2 liter now, and we still have one more 20 ounce bottle of Frozen Run.
Yeah, but the 2 liter is a generic brand, but it's probably still okay.
Frozen Run, we had to try four different places to find that stuff.
We finally found it at the local convenience store.
We did.
Local.
It's called Convenient.
Convenient. Conveniently called Convenient.
Yeah, that was a. It was just a small little convenience store and just got that.
Because they got more
and
than all the supermarkets put together.
And then you were looking for an oolong. Blueberry oolong?
Blueberry oolong Turkey Hill tea.
So I don't think you imagined this into existence, but it seems that it was discontinued. If any Hazleton natives can provide some information here, because no one we asked a bunch of young people who didn't seem to know a thing about
it. Some girl who was like 13, she had no idea what
so
I was
she didn't
about.
Know
she's
so,
like I don't know
I've never heard of it, so if you can let us know the deal with that.
Yeah, give us the deets.
Because I would have liked to try that. I mean, I probably wouldn't have liked it, but it would have been nice to try.
Yeah, and it came in like a... The bottom of the container was square.
Oh, really? Yeah. You left that part out.
It was
that's
a bottle.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a square bottle, and it rounded up near the top.
Oh. That's a nifty bottle.
Yeah. It was kind of like a cube, then, the top of it had, a
just, like, a bottle top like, on. Tapered off.
Yeah.
Nice. I feel like they have, olive oil glasses like that or something.
I don't know.
Like jars.
But blueberry oolong was the best, and then I couldn't find it, and it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't exist. I went to an actual Turkey Hill to find out. But it wasn't there.
Yeah. So that was, and then we just got home and started digging through stuff in the apartment because there's a lot of really cool things. We were staying in as a granny's apartment because she's not living there right now. And there's a lot of cool old stuff from your childhood.
The best thing that we found there was sex rummy.
Oh my God. It's cards with all sort of sex positions on them. Now, this isn't foreign. I've seen these before, but it's not the sort of thing you'd expect in granny's apartment.
Right. There's nothing in my past with my grandmother that would make me think that she would own sex rummy cards.
They're pretty cool. And there's this little cartoon that someone drew. Who knows who drew it, but someone drew of...
There's wieners on it.
People on the bus that had some wieners. Nuts and butts. All right. So then... Then we accidentally stood up your brother to hang out last night.
Because we were already asleep.
Yeah, I didn't want... I mean, I would have gone over and hung out, but... Sorry, Shane.
Yeah.
We fell asleep. We were tireder than we thought, apparently.
Yeah, we got tired out looking through the stuff.
Passed out. I slept for 10 hours last night.
The worst thing that happened to me was I found HeroQuest missing all the pieces.
So I don't know what HeroQuest is, but your attachment to HeroQuest leads me to believe that it was the best game
ever made. It was the goddamn motherfucking best goddamn motherfucking game.
Can you buy it? Is it available to purchase?
You can buy a new on Amazon for $420.
Oh, wow. What about used?
Probably about $75.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll work towards that then, since you seem to like it so much.
Yeah, it was really
good. Yeah, I don't think you need a new copy of HeroQuest.
No.
That's a good, good find for whoever's charging it, though.
Yeah.
It's $475. Someone will buy it.
But
eventually.
If you don't know what HeroQuest is, it was basically a Dungeons and Dragons knockoff game made by Milton Bradley. It was published in 1989. It came with a board that you could use for all the missions. It came with a book that would show you all the quests that you can do. There was four different characters you could be. You can have up to four players, and one person was the dungeon master. So you would run through this dungeon and. You go in a room, and then the book would tell you what monsters were in there, and then you had to fight them, and then what treasures were in there, and then you guys would go around getting treasure, fighting monsters, getting experience, you'd get up levels, so you could play a campaign with this game, and it was just amazing. But we found the board, we had the box, we had the character cards.
We had the game book and everything.
Yeah, all of the figures were missing.
None of the figures were in there at all.
And that's where, the figures are what's worth money. There was no, furniture, there was no treasure chest, there was no creatures, no heroes, nothing. No tiles. There's some trap tiles and stairway tiles and stuff. Oh, they weren't there. Nothing was there.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool. Well, we might want to look into getting that.
Yeah, it was such a great game.
Because I'd like to play it, because it sounds like a game I would like.
Yeah.
I like board games, and I like D&D, so it only makes sense that I would like a D&D board game.
But
there are D&D board games. That's a thing.
I don't think they're probably
as good.
HeroQuest,
yeah.
I mean, HeroQuest is probably because it's the original one.
Right.
That it was awesome. I mean, all the figures were plastic, but whatever.
Right, but they were still figures.
Yeah. And then, you can get different magic. You get earth, fire, water, air magic.
Okay.
The wizard can get two. He gets two different categories of magic that he can cast.
Oh.
You could pick fire and water.
Right? Okay.
And then the elf, if you're the elf, he can do some fighting, but he can also use one type of magic.
Oh. So those elves are sneaky.
Yeah. And then there was a dwarf and then a barbarian were the other classes. I think the dwarf can use magic too, maybe. Yeah, I think that if you had all the characters, they would all you would use up all four types of magic.
Right.
So yeah, it was just.
That's cool.
Whoever picked it first got that. I'm sure there was rules on who got to pick what, but...
Alright, so that was last night. And then this morning we got up pretty late. We had some cinnamon rolls from...
Cinnamon buns.
From Snaps, I think, too, right?
Yeah, they're Snaps cinnamon.
They're Snaps.
Those aren't... I've never had those before.
They're
good-ish.
Yeah. I think it said that they had the Pizzelle stuff, too.
They have pizzelles there?
Yeah, apparently.
It's pronounced pizzelles. I know Wikipedia says pizzelles, but this is like a... When you make them, you could call them whatever you
for
want.
For Midwesterners, this is like a crumb caca of Italian food.
I really like that you call it crumb caca.
That's what it's called.
That is the dumbest name for a thing. I do not want to eat crumb caca.
Yeah, it does sound pretty bad when you say it that way.
Well, I looked that up, and there's like cones.
Yeah, it's like a flippy cone. It's slightly different, but
you put stuff inside that.
I don't know. You could do it like a cannoli,
but
like ice cream or whatever.
I don't know.
I've never done it, but I'm sure you could. I haven't had this stuff in forever.
And put cannoli juice in there.
Yeah. So there was that, and then today we went to Jimmy's. We had some Jimmy dogs.
Jimmy's quick lunch.
It's hot dogs with mustard and chili and onions, which are really good.
That's how they make them.
So good. And they're so cheap. It was like $6 for both of us to eat.
It's like $1.44 plus tax.
That's awesome. We should have that. We should make that.
We should just have a little hot dog place.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Do we eat anything else today, or was that it? I think that's about rounds out our food that we have back there.
Yeah.
But we're bringing a lot home. Yeah. With us.
We also we decided that eventually we're going to open up a business.
Oh yeah, I was going to talk about that. So we haven't named it yet. We got a long time to name it because we won't have money for this for like another 30 years. But we're going to open a game store that has like a little restaurant in it. It's like when you're playing games, you can get like a finger meal, like a meal to eat, or like snacks or something.
A popkin.
Yeah. So like you're playing your magic and. In one hand you got your cards, in the other hand you got a hand pie.
Hand pie, that's the thing.
It's just like some meals, which is like food, cause like
stuff you can pick up and it isn't messy.
You know, if you play at a game store or whatever, and you stick around there, usually you end up like ordering pizza or going to Burger King or whatever.
People go other places to get their
food. But if you just have good food there, right, you just have a kitchen in your place. People could just order it, and you don't charge like a pile of money. So that's not the money maker.
Yeah, you make a little bit off.
Well, yeah, you have to, because you gotta keep the doors open, but I think that's a cool idea.
I think you should make homemade potato chips.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be hard. Yeah. Potato chips are pretty easy.
Yeah, I think that'd be a cool thing for...
Yeah, so if anyone wants to, like, in a couple of years when I'm out of grad school, if anyone wants to completely 100% fund this, you can name it if you want. If you fund it, you can name it. Let's put that out.
Well,
there.
I mean, and also if you have any ideas for a cool name for a game store.
Yeah, hit us up. Comment for a game store restaurant.
Comment on the Facebook
game
page.
Game store snack stall.
Facebook.com/ what is it?
Aha podcast, I think. Yeah, we're going to get Aha. There's also ahapodcast.com. You might have to put the www in front of it, though, because for some reason it doesn't redirect.
On Twitter?
I haven't figured it out.
At Aha Podcast?
Yeah.
Or is it at Aha? I don't remember.
Give me a minute. I don't know. It's been so long. I think it's Aha Podcast.
Yeah, it probably is. That seems reasonable.
I think Aha was taken on pretty much everything.
It's two A's and H and then two more A's.
Yeah, because Adam and Holly are awesome.
Yeah.
Because we really are.
Half of us are awesome.
I just had a spontaneous... Oh. Half of each one of us is awesome.
Right. The other half is asleep.
This trip was like the first spontaneous thing I've ever really done in my life. Just like doing something the next day. Usually I'll plan a trip and I'll get all excited about it and then it falls through. So maybe this is the way we always have to take trips. It's just decide the day before. Only...
I don't know.
You can't do that if you're gonna fly or whatever.
Because it costs
a lot.
Super dumb expensive.
Yeah. Next time we'll probably fly or take the train out to Pennsylvania. Because the drive's not, it's not horrible, but it's just so long.
It's really, really long. Around 24 hours.
And a lot of tolls.
Ugh.
We should have thought about that ahead of time.
Tolls plus gas.
Yeah, tolls and gas. It's a chunk. But Adam just got a new job, so.
Hey.
Gonna work at a bank. Be a bank teller.
You know what one of my favorite things about North Dakota is? Sorry to go way off the subject.
No, it's fine. I don't think there was a subject. I was just saying I got it.
Personalized license plates.
Oh, they're so cheap there that everyone has them. Yeah. My sister has one. Says Miss Lion.
Yeah, I have one too.
So run into her car if you see it. I mean.
Don't
run into her car if you see it.
Yeah, just. There's Melba.
Melba 1.
Melba 1.
This is the Maybe first that's Melba.
That's the guy who invented Melba toast.
Oh, I bet it is. Yeah. Actually, I bet it's not, because it's a lady.
Lady with ears.
Maybe a lady invented Melba toast.
Yeah, maybe a guy named it after Melba.
Yeah, probably
not. Is Melba a name? Like, are people named Melba?
Yeah, I think
because that's
so.
A weird name.
I think someone might be named Melba. Someone somewhere is named Melba.
Yeah, we just assume that that lady's named Melba.
Might be a last name.
Could be, like maybe Dave Melba.
Yeah, like...
And he's like, I'm Dave Melba.
Kathy Melba.
I have decided to cook this bread way too long. Tiny bread.
Tiny bread's cooked too long, and then you're gonna eat it. But don't ever say it hurts. Because the people around you think it's good for some reason. Even though you don't understand it, but you go
what
along
do you
with
get?
It.
They're in like little toast shape.
I know.
It looks like a little toast.
It's crunchy though. It like hurts your mouth.
Does it just they dry it out too much or what's the deal? How did it get so
like
small?
A lot of, I don't know. If you get like a real small French bread loaf, like just a real skinny one,
no, but
cut
it's
it
like
it's
shape.
Like
it has like the bread thing on it.
I don't
it's
know.
It's like a tiny loaf of bread that cut in little sections.
I think
sections.
It is a tiny little loaf of bread that cut in different sections and then cooked it longer they for some it, reason. Because I guess it. Cooked bread isn't cooked long enough.
It's like super toast.
I just don't. I'm supposed to like it. I know I'm supposed to like it, and it's not bad. But I don't like. I don't like the big loud crunchy part. And I don't like how it gets crumbs everywhere, no matter how you try to eat it.
Well, it's in Chex Mix, right?
Yeah, maybe. No, that's a different thing.
What are those?
It's like the tiniest little thing. I don't know.
They're like little Melbas.
Maybe it is, yeah.
Mini Melbas.
I don't understand how I'm supposed to like it. Those are rye chips. That's what those are.
Yeah.
Rye chips.
I mean, that's what Melba toast is, just a bigger version
of that. It's a bigger version of that. But that matters, I think.
It's the same. This is the size of it. You need one that's like a quarter of the size of a Melba.
This Melba's not small enough.
My tiny toast is too big.
I need a smaller toast. I need a toast I can eat in one bite, which defeats the purpose of me making toast.
All right,
I think we've run out our course on on this podcast. We might record another one later if we get really bored.
Yeah, well, this is part one of the journey home.
This might be the only part of the journey home. Who
knows?
Right,
but it's still part one.
It's also part one.
Oh, Sandusky, Ohio.
Oh.
That's where, what do you call it is?
I don't know.
Sandusky's
where Sandusky. Oh, Cedar Point.
Cedar
Never
Point.
Been to Cedar Point. Wouldn't like it. Don't like roller coasters.
Yeah.
That's from what bad. I hear, that's what they do.
I think they have like 75 of the top 10 roller coasters.
I felt like I was in a roller coaster all weekend in Hazleton and surrounding areas. It was just like, is there going to be more road after this hill? Oh, I guess there is.
That truck is very pleasant.
Oh, it says pleasant on the back. I don't think it's that pleasant, though. It's
spewing
out
smoke. It says pleasant three times.
Does it? Oh, it's on the bottom, too. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. Sort of blended in. Yeah. I haven't had my glasses on all
it's
day.
It's very pleasant.
Oh, I should have my glasses on. Oh, it's on the
five times.
Flappy guys, too.
That's even more pleasant than originally anticipated.
Well, let's go out on that. This is a pleasant, this is a very pleasant. Truck's probably on the other side, too. Let's just go with seven.
Sure.
This guy's name must
seven.
Be pleasant.
Oh, we're slowing down.
Oh, it's on the front, too. It's eight. Octuply pleasant.
There's a number of pleasants.
All right, we're signing off. We still haven't figured out a good way to sign off this podcast. How many episodes in are we now? We still haven't figured it out.
Are we doing this like this still the third season?
Because
we did one episode in the third season.
Yeah, I think this is still season three.
Yeah.
We have to figure out how to get this off of the iPod, too.
Have
that
a
might
good
be
day
an entire,
and,
entire thing.
Be excellent to one another.
Be, what the thing he said just there.
Do that.
Do that.